Hi, everyone, and welcome to The Good Stuff. It's Mike and Kim Burge, and it's Christmas season. Merry Christmas, Mike.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Are you getting your shopping done?
I was wrapping presents tonight.
Oh, very good. Jolly good. Well, we would just like to send out a special thank you from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota. Buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty, and they are sending out a Merry Christmas to everybody. And from Advanced Aluminum Structures in Sturgis, Randy Tennell, his family, and staff say Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in historic Medora. Find us on Facebook, they say, and follow us at NorthDakotaCowboy.org. Happy holidays from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.
The Tri-State Livestock News, packed with insights on cattle, grains, sheep, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a whole lot better. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News in Belfouche, South Dakota. It is what ranchers read.
And we just have lots of Christmassy things today, don't we, Mike?
Well, we're counting down the days, aren't we?
Absolutely. I've got the 12 days of Christmas. What do you have?
I'm not sure what the title of this is, but it kind of starts off, 'twas the month of Christmas. So
oh, very good.
I want to catch you up.
All right. Well, I'm going to catch up on this one, too. It starts off, dearest John, I went to the door today and the postman delivered a partridge in a pear tree. What a delightful gift. I couldn't have been more surprised. With dearest love and affection, Agnes. December 15th. Dearest John, today the postman brought your very sweet gift. Just imagine, two turtle doves. I'm just delighted with your very thoughtful gift. They are just adorable. All my love, Agnes. Now the next day, December 16th. Dear John, oh, aren't you the extravagant one? Now I must protest. I don't deserve such generosity. Three French hens, they are just darling, but I must insist, you are just too kind. Love, Agnes. And almost caught up to today's date, December 17. Today, the postman delivered four calling birds. Now, really, they are beautiful, but don't you think enough is enough? You're being too romantic. Affectionately, Agnes. December 18th, dearest John, what a surprise! Today, the postman delivered five golden rings, one for each finger. You're just impossible, but I love it. Frankly, John, all those squawking birds were beginning to get on my nerves. All my love, Agnes. Stay tuned tomorrow on The Good Stuff for more.
Twas the month of Christmas, and all through the town, people wore masks that covered their frown. The frown that began way back in the spring when a global pandemic changed everything. They called it Corona, but unlike the beer, it didn't bring good times. It didn't bring cheer. Airplanes were grounded. Travel was banned. Borders were closed across air, sea, and land. As the world entered lockdown to flatten the curve, the economy halted and folks lost their nerve. From March to July, we rode the first wave. People stayed home. They tried to behave. When summer emerged, the lockdown was lifted. But away from caution, many folks drifted. Then came November and cases were spiking. Wave two had arrived, much to our disliking. It's true that this year has had sadness aplenty. We'll never forget the year 2020. And now here comes the holiday season. But why be merry? Is there even one reason to decorate the house and put up the tree? Who will see it? No one but me. But outside my window, the snow gently falls. And I think to myself, let's deck the halls. So I gather the ribbon, the garland, the bows, and as I play those old carols, my happiness grows. Christmas was not canceled, and neither was hope. If we can lean on each other, I know we can cope. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I don't know the author of that, but I just thought it's kind of got the Dr. Seuss rhyme to it.
It does. It really does. Very cute. Okay, here's the wrong gift. The parents began to assemble the special Christmas gift they had for their children. They had ordered a kit for the treehouse and received the plans for it. However, the materials they received were for a sailboat. They wrote the company to complain. The company's reply? While we regret the inconvenience this mistake must have caused you, it is nothing compared to that of the man who is out on a lake somewhere trying to sail your treehouse.
Sail houses. Well, I don't know. Kids got a pretty good imagination. They could make a trail.
I think
a treehouse sail.
I think so too.
Folks, if you have something to share with the good stuff coming into 2024 already, send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's B-U-R-G-E.
And we wish everybody a Merry Christmas and up to that day, we wish you a Merry Christmas season. Remember, if you have something to share, please do send it to The Good Stuff.